Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, yesterday, in another turn of events, in the sense of Mayor trial, Lawyer Ngome Zulu passed away. His family put out a statement that he was no more. What was striking was that literally the day prior, when he was supposed to pitch up to court, he didn't pitch.
Okay.
And the judge probed as to why he was not around. And, well, we didn't get a satisfactory answer. But let me just give you context. Judge Rata Mokgwatleng was brought in because there had been delays, and the previous judge got taken off the case because the president suspended him, etc. and so on. And so when this judge came on, he said, look, I want to move things very quickly. And there have been instances where Ngome Zulu, for example, wanted to take a break and a recess for the following day. And then they asked him why. And he said, because he needed eye drops. His eye. And then the judge said, what sort of eye drops do you use? I've got those. Let's go.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know if he thought maybe this was another stall or delay tactic when it happened on the 9th. But this is what he said.
Mr. Ngome Zulu, when is he starting? I've got sources which say he was here today.
That's a lie. In this part.
If it's the JP who says that, you still say it's a lie.
It's inaccurate.
Ashley, just stand up. Just take the oath there. Let's take the oath because they say somebody's lying. Hey. When did you see this? I want to testify to that. But you saw him. Okay, fine. Somebody saw him today in the precinct.
So as you can hear, the judge was under the impression that he had been seen in the precinct. That's actually the day where he got admitted to hospital. And then, obviously, yesterday we received news that he's passed away. Have you ever had a situation at work, at school, anywhere, where you were genuinely sick and you try to tell somebody like, it's like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
You know a story about the boy who cried wolf song?
Yeah, very well.
You mess around every Monday, you off. And then when you're really sick on a Monday, we're like, I'm as a son.
True.
It happens to me all the time, to be honest, when I'm genuinely sick. I remember when I had monkeypox and I told someone that I'm sick with this thing. And they didn't believe it. I showed up.
They thought you were mucking around.
I showed up with my monkeypox, you know. Up until then, they were like, yo, Gandhi. Okay, nah.
Yeah.
It's fine. Go home. But it happens all the time, especially when you're a DJ and you don't show up. That's why on Mondays, even when I'm not feeling well, I try to show up and not say that I'm not well. Because when you tell everyone you're sick, people are like, nah, well, what are the chances?
And it's for that very reason, when I became a mother, my mom said to me, do not use your child as an excuse, because the day your child is really, really sick, you will not be able to say, my child is sick, because they're going to be like, but your child is always sick. Right? It's like killing of
grandparents.
Not just grandparents, family members. The one time when they really die and you're like, my uncle has died, they're like, Hanti, how many uncles
but
do you have?
But didn't he die already? You got 8 grandmothers.
I've had a similar experience to that of Saul, where Mondays, I genuinely had some very, very important things to attend to.
I remember that period.
Yeah, but those were very important engagements I had to, family matters.
Yeah.
But they specifically had to be done on Mondays. But I played along, laughed along. Everybody thought, I'm fundo. Mondays. Something is up on your weekend.
Deep within the cuddles.
Yeah, but...
that is funny. Yeah. Oh boy. Give us a shout and let us know if you ever had a situation where you were genuinely sick now. And everybody's like, send us a picture, let's see.
I remember years back, me and my friend that time was my manager. So we were drinking the night prior. So the following day, I got chicken pox. So I told my friend, I can't come to work. I didn't believe me. until I showed up a few days after I was born, and I would teach.
Yeah, no.
I used to work for a company, and this girl was very, very, very sick, and nobody believed her. And she came to work, and on the day while she was at work, she collapsed and died right there. Can you imagine? So, yeah, when somebody says they're sick, I just ask them to stay at home because I don't want to experience that ever. It was very traumatic.
When I see the other, I mean, I was not sick. I was involved in a car accident. I only broke my collarbone, so it was not a bad thing. When I found cement, but I had to protect my arm from moving around. They even called a doctor for me to check up on me if I was telling the truth. The way we were calculating, I couldn't. I was not going to be in the company.
No, so again, that's why, let's say if you're sick on a Monday, then they can request a doctor's note. Or on a Friday, for example, then they'll request a doctor's note because they need to make sure that what you're saying is the truth. The issue is always the people that came before us. The people that came before us ruined everything for us because now, you see? When Saul had an accident, we were first worried just about whether he was hurt or not. But nothing came into our head. We'd say, no, he could be lying. We just, we knew. It's like, okay, it's a legitimate accident. But as long as he's okay, then yeah. And then obviously pictures started circulating as well and you could verify.
I thought you guys would think I'm lying because I remember as soon as it happened, while in the car, airbags out and all, I took a video and I sent it to Keto.
Yeah, no. Well, I didn't ask for a video. I don't know if anybody else thought to ask for a video, but our main concern was, are you okay? That's it. Also, what reason do you have to lie?
No reason at
you
all.
You can just say, I'm not coming to work, and that's that. You don't have to lie about this.
I like justifying things. Like, even sometimes, like, I like taking videos like, hey, look, baby, I'm chilling with my friends. Yeah, here's a video, you know? And it always looks suspect, but I'm just an over-explainer.
Speaking about the baby one now, somebody on Twitter is saying there was a guy who apparently was calling his girlfriend and she said she was in the loo and he was like, flush the toilet.
Wow!
You know, I used to have a sick child, ne? My child was very, very sick growing up. So, yeah, she was forever sick. So I would miss work because being attended a girl, either seeing a doctor or she's admitted as bedel. This one time, my manager, she came at Begazos Bona as bedel because they asked Gutini Gupi, Whispies bedel. But she came, ne? And you could tell Epsoni Bike, a good girl just wanted to see if I was lying or not. So we were there again, fortunately for me, na? Because I was not lying about the situation of Dano Kulayo. And the next day, I am a colleague, Zwami, man. Like, almost everyone was calling, checking on me. All along, we bang and check. Should they come with Namang?
Oh, boy. Should now you learn to tell a fib or two at work? Why would they not believe you?
This actually reminds me of when I was 25. I contracted chickenpox. For the second time in my life.
Oh, okay.
Which was weird because I knew growing up, we were told, Guti, if you've had it as a kid, you're fine. Hey, guy, 25, got chickenpox. Told work, Guti, I have chickenpox. And everybody laughed and they thought I was lying. Had to go to the doctor, get the doctor's certificate because I had to be off work for 2 weeks because I'm contagious. But it was like the worst period ever. Nobody would believe that I had chickenpox because they're like, Dala to get chickenpox. At least I didn't have monkeypox.
Sounds unbelievable.
These diseases.
Do you know that you are allowed to be sick the first day? Do you know what ungaba sick but bangacela sick note usho ukuthi ngiyagula noma ngayanga ka doktela that thing must be paid. Ay ngiyahotla nje then ask.
Yeah, you are. One day is not an issue. Depending on company policy, for example, if that one day maybe happens to fall before weekend or after weekend, yeah, they may. But generally, one day is not an issue.
Yes, I think for me it was during COVID days because I got COVID, I think, 5 times.
Ah.
And when I got it the last time, I had gone to the gym. I know, stupid idea. And then I wasn't feeling well that Friday after gym. I went and got tested the Saturday. The test came back positive. And I sent it to my manager. And he was like, this thing is going to kill you if you don't start taking life seriously. So yeah, COVID was very, it was one of those things for me where people were like, when I start coughing, they were like, stolye kaya, because we na unenkinga. So yeah, COVID was it for me.
But now why do you keep going to gym? Uzazi andenga? Hey? Come on.
Ndoglovanga Monday is then. Due to self-inflicted pains and all of that. When I had the COVID, then I had to sort of like prove what the manje I imagine in the COVID and all of that, but it took them long, you know, to understand what I won a COVID because, yeah, I fell sick on a Sunday and Monday, morning and 17, and then I did not show up. And yeah, so yay. Yeah, I've been there.
I remember in 2014, my father, he was sick. So I told him, I told my manager that, my then manager that, no, my father is sick, I need to go home. The guy was like to me, what are you going to do there? Are you a doctor? Huh? And then left without his approval. Unfortunately, when I arrived home, after 2 days of my arrival, he passed away. Then I had to call him like, yo, bro, my father, he has passed away. Oh, the guy felt so bad. You know, he felt so bad. But eventually I resigned. I was like, no, this is not for me. This company is not for me.
Yeah, I know. You should have made him feel even worse, actually. How?
I mean, I had an incident whereby I was sick. I had a toothache. And then I think I was living. I asked to go because I wanted to go to the dentist. And yeah, they suspected which I'm going for an interview. So Mangbuya, the next day, I actually had an extraction. The next day, the HR manager comes to check me. Oh, you know, I've been, you know, with their fake concern. How are you feeling? So what's up? What did the dentist say? I actually extracted the tooth. Like, oh, let me see. Only when I showed her Wuti, the tooth is out, then she believed Wuti, yes, you know, I was really sick. But yo, yeah, Dina Lentos.
By the way, it's a medical procedure. You don't have to tell anybody what medical procedure you're asking for. All they need to know is that you're sick. That's it. Then again, if you want, you can, your lawyer, or sorry, your doctor can submit a letter showing you we are cool. Uthi uphethwe yini akuhlanga yini nawo. Nothing.
We had a person that had called in sick at work, but it was a prolonged sick leave that she wanted to take, and the line manager couldn't understand ukuthi like ugula ugulwa uguliswa yini. Waba sathi umfana ngiyagula ngigula ngaphansi. Ay, line manager was not having it. Umfana wathatha isithombe saphasela, phasela ngathi belivuvukele kanjalo lilimele. I don't know from what. But yeah, umfana, to prove his point, watata is tombe se pasela like wali posta gu an internal portal. Oguti ulan manager and everybody else as was born oguti umfana ugulanji upete yin. Ooh, everybody was traumatized. I'm still not sure if it was the right thing to do or not. But yeah, I think the line manager insisted.
Shame, man.
Oh boy, that's funny.
One day, while I was still working, I called my workplace to tell my manager that I'm sick. I think it was a Wednesday or Thursday. Only to meet my manager at a graduation party, at a graduation ceremony where our mutual friend was graduating. Yes, like, I was so embarrassed and I was so afraid that he'll reprimand me. But no, he didn't.
Hi, that's where we're gonna leave it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.